Okay. We are on Kabbalah from Beis. And the Gemara said, that Rabbanu learned that Kassav told me that you have to write a get, meaning you can't divorce with money. Rabbi Yossi agreed we learned that out of Sefer Krisus. Rabbanu said Sefer Krisus said it has to be a complete cut. That's what we're up to, which is on Chaval B'mitbeis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the Mishnah.
There's two things you have to go learn, Sefer and Kassav. What are the two different things?
Again, Sefer is a prat, Kassav is a klal. Kassav and Nassim seems to say you can write it on anything. Sefer seems to limit what you can write it. So that's called the klal prat to klal, and we limit things that are similar to Sefer. Rabbi Yaisi said it can't be a food item or a living item. The Rabbanon learned Sefer is not what you write it on. Sefer is what you write. That's what the Rabbanon learned what Sefer is. Gemara wanted to know, so what is Vekasav? Because it just said Vekasav lost Sefer creases. So the Rabbanon learned from Vekasav that you can't divorce with money. Rabbi Yitzchak really learns that out from the word Sefer creases. It has to be a Sefer of creases. It can't be money. Rabbanon learned creases is to tell me that it has to be a complete cut. That's what we're up to. Kedetanya. Let me just finish. Harry said, Gita Chabanashloi Tishtiyai, and this is your get on the condition you won't drink wine. Chabanashloi Techel Vesvichel La'olam. You make a permanent condition, Ezer Krisis. Achloi Shimyayim. If the condition is temporary, Harry said Krisis. But you don't know how to really know that, because it could have said Sefer Chorus, and it says Krisis, from the difference of Mikoris HaKrisis. V'idach and Rabbanon Karas Krisis Lidarshi hold that's not a drasha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Dover HaKairis, Shloyei Boitzanai HaMekashim Yachad. There should be no condition that bonds them. Ella Tanai HaKairis Amavdu B'neyam. It has to be a Tanai that ultimately will separate. Laila means that Krisis Sharikoyim Ekshuraboy. Mikaris Krisis Demotsu Lemichtub Sefer Karas. Yes, Corey. Well, according to the Rabbanon, there is no klal prat to klal here. Because sefer doesn't mean what you write it on. It means what to write. Everybody agrees to the concept of klal prat to klal. Rabbanon say it doesn't apply here because it's not a klal prat to klal. There's no prat.
Well, the question I have for you is, let's say 30 days, 60 days, I don't care. You mean to tell me that the get is effective immediately?
So again, biblically, yes. Rabbanon hold there's a machlokes rishayim if she can get married now or not. Some rishayim say she should not get married rabbinically. She might not keep the condition, and then retroactively she sinned. And other rishayim say that we're not afraid of that.
Okay, but any kind of, let's say, kedushin, the opposite of get, kedushin, al tanai, when does the marriage begin?
Well, again, this is a sugya we had in Tzivos, for those who remember. If a person makes a tanai to kedushin and then he lives with her, is he being meichel the condition? Is he not being meichel the condition? The machlokes ha'maroyim in Tzivos, Rav and Shmuel. But we say ain't other vice but love to be lusnus, and if he consummates the marriage, it doesn't mean the condition anymore. Again, I'll just point out that get is a lot more dangerous. Kedushin, worst case scenario, they weren't married. And he lived with her out of wedlock. Bad thing. But it's not like by get, it's an HSH. What? As I'm saying, it's much worse if I get than it is if I can lose.
I just want to know, let's say I'm selling a person something all tonight, in 30 days the weather will snow clean. Okay.
That's not so simple that it can work. But anyway, let's go on.
So immediately, the rice immediately the Kenyan works?
Long condition. Correct.
But why should you? I don't understand. How can it work immediately? The condition wasn't met yet.
Again, it works on condition.
That means...
That's what it means. It works on condition.
The condition should be met. Until the condition is met, we can't do anything. You mean to tell me if I sell something to somebody and in 30 days if it snows, then it's yours? Before the 30 days, that guy can go over to the field and build a house?
So that gets involved in ribbons. Because what happens is, he paid you, you sold it to him on condition. If the condition is not met, you give him back the money. Meanwhile, he had use of the field for 30 days because he lent you the money. Now, he didn't lend it to you, but it looks like a loan. So that's a question of rabbinic ribbis in Bava Metzia, which we did once upon a time, way back, yeah. Way back.
Is the safer in the pot and the impressive blood of the cloth?
Yes, that's in Rabbi Yitzchak, correct. Because Rabbi Yitzchak we learned safer is what you write on. So therefore it's telling you you have to write on a safer. And the custom of nothing seems to say you can write on everything. Rabbana learned safer is not telling you what to write on, it's telling you what to write. And therefore it has nothing to do with what you're writing on.
So really, we were learning this morning a little bit, it's really that bad, the word for custom. When you write, even though it doesn't
matter... It's bad. There's no bad in the Torah. It's all good. It's great Torah.
Is it so wrong to write this is because of Sefer Krisus that when you write it, make sure it's created and has...
So this gets involved in the Shiloh of Klal, Prat Klal. Again, the Torah wrote... And now, how would the Torah write it without a Klal, Prat Klal? It would write the Sefer Yichtevenah. Okay, now yesterday I said something that I have to say now that after further learning, it's a machlokes rishonim. Yesterday I sat here and argued about a person who gives a big piece of paper, writes a big piece again on a big piece of paper, and then he cuts off part of it and gives it to his wife. Is it considered a maisa in between the writing and the giving? We have a custom in Nasan. You can't write it on a tree, on an olive branch, and then cut down the olive branch. You can't write it on a horn of a cow and then cut off the horn of a cow. And the Gemara said, because it's mechusar tzitza. So I said yesterday, that only applies to something that has nutrition from somewhere, is living off of something. But in a big piece of paper, it doesn't apply. Well, after further research, it's a machlokes rishonim. And in fact, we receive from Rashi that it is, Rashi's opinion is that it does apply. Now by paper, if you have a big piece of paper you wrote to get and then you start cutting it, you did a maisa between the ksiva and the nesina and it would make the get puzzle. So even though yesterday I argued one way and Rav Cohn argued with me the other way, it ends up being a machlokes rishonim. And Rashi, that's why I got the research, because I got a Rashi, says Beferish that it would be a problem.
How are we talking?
Halacha l'maisa, I don't know.
I mean, does it have anything to do with what kind of maisa is it? Morin Sukkah over there talks about...
Don't forget about Tassel Leminasi, please. It has nothing to do with Tassel Leminasi. It's not a mitzvah, not Tassel Leminasi. It's halacha of Mechusar Tzitza. You can't have an action between the writing and the giving.
But it doesn't matter what kind of action.
That's why that's the machlokes rishonim. It's exactly what I'm saying.
What's the machlokes? Is tearing as bad as...
No. If the what are we makbid on? Cutting off nutrition or any act? That's the machlokes. That affects the get itself. Dr. Mishnah. Ein kaisim mechubar lekarka. Now, this Mishnah is going to need an explanation. There will be two explanations in the Gemara. So, we're going to read the Mishnah generically, and then the Gemara will explain it. Ein kaisim mechubar lekarka. You cannot write the mechubar lekarka. Kasle b'mechubar tosha v'kasle v'nasna lo kasher. But if you wrote it, and then took it off, and chasmai, whatever that will mean, and then gave it to her, it's kasher. Yehuda Paisel, I take Svasa Chasimasa Batalush, Rav Yehuda says it has to be written betalush. Tana Kama seems to say don't, but if you do it, it's kosher. And Rav Yehuda says no, it's not. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, ain kais v'loy on the yor hamachuk, cannot write a get on an erased piece of paper. V'loy ala diftera. Diftera is a kind of part of unfinished parchment, easily forgeable. The Neshu Yachal is Dayef, because those materials can be changed. The woman can write things into it. After it was signed by Adam, she can put conditions in and all kinds of different things you'd never notice. And therefore you can't ever get that you can't trust is accurate. The Chachamim Makshirim and the Gemara will explain why the Chachamim are not concerned. Rashi. Ein Kleisim Mechubar Dukhsiv Chasav and Nassan Sheinem Mechusik Tzitza. Cannot be cut in between. Kasav Mechubar, the Gemara Paruch Amit Ein Kleisim. First you say you can't, and then you say it's okay. Nyar HaMachuk, Yochel Lachzur L'Machkai Ara Eidem. You can keep on erasing it till up to the signatures. Ula Kasvain to rewrite it. V'yavir Tanai Shoyabah. You can erase a condition. V'lai Mukh Gamosa, you can't prove anything from the get. Now Rashi says it's because they're all written on an erased piece of paper. You can't tell the difference between erased one time and erased two times. The chain diftera, this whatever diftera is, the Gemara will explain. You cannot recognize it's erased, that something was erased. The Gemara mafarish my diftera. The Gemara will explain what diftera is. Chamim makshirim. The Gemara Mefarish Law, the Gemara will explain it. Frank the Gemara says, Kasher al Mechubar, it's Kasher. V'amit Rei Shein Kasher. In the beginning you said you can't, and then you say if you can, it's Kasher. So what does it mean? This same Mishnah, start the Mishnah, Ein Kasher Mechubar, then it says Kasvei Kasher.
What's wrong?
Okay, so explain, why is there Halacha L'Chatchila? Where does L'Chatchila come from? Why is it L'Chatchila? If it's Kasher, why is there L'Chatchila? Let me explain it better. In Derisas, you don't have L'Chatchila in the Evan. Only by Kachim. In every other place besides Kachim, in the Torah, there's no L'Chatchila in the Evan. There's one way of doing things. If you don't do it that way, it's puzzle. The Rabbanan come in and put in L'Chatchila in the Evan. So it's kosher, so why did Rabbanan say not to do it? What's the problem? It's kosher. Again, in the Torah, you don't find the Chatchila B'dieva, it's only by kosher. Everywhere else, Torah says, take a lulav, you take a lulav. There's no Chatchila lulav, B'dieva lulav, it's all either lulav or not a lulav. Every mitzvah is that way in the Torah. The Rabbanan came along, and for reason said it's better one way, but with the Evan we won't pass to it. But you have to have a reason why you said with the Evan. Why the Chatzchili shouldn't do it. So the Gemara is trying to understand our Mishnah. If there's a halacha called Mechusik Tzitza, that's biblical. And if there's no halacha Mechusik Tzitza, so why is there a rabbinic problem? That's the Gemara's kasha.
I mean, it could be that with the rice, so there's no problem.
If it's a problem to write, sir, then it wouldn't be kosher.
Right, if there would be, right.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ushashayir Makim Atayrif. Bechein Amar Ablozer Amar Abayshia, Ushashayir Makim Atayrif. Bechein Amar Abba Bechanam Rav Yechanan, Ushashayir Makim Atayrif, Rav Ablozer Hid Amar Edim Asira Karsi. Okay. This is Machloikis Tanoim, what does the word V'kasav mean? Rabbi Lazar holds you don't need Adam. So wherever the Torah says V'kasav, you don't need Adam signed on a get. Remember, Rabbi Lazar holds Adam Asira Karsi. What makes the get as a get is that the Adam watch the transfer and know what they're watching. They read the get. And therefore, when the Torah said V'kasav, the Torah did not mean sign. The Torah meant write. And the Torah said between the writing and the giving, there cannot be an action. However, in the get are two parts. There's the part that's subjective and the part that's objective. The subjective part and the names, the time, the city, that's written for this person. Then you have the rest of the get, that is form, the nusach of the divorce. The part of the nusach of the divorce is not the essential part of the get. The essential part of the get is what's written for this woman, by this man, by his instruction, that Shimon is divorcing Leah. Shimon ben Yaakov is divorcing Leah bas Lavan. And it's done in this city on this day. That's what the Torah really wants, that it should be written subjectively for her. The objective part of the get doesn't need Lishma. It's the same words for everybody. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying as follows. Don't write any part, because once you write one part when it's mechubar, you might write the other part when it's mechubar. But if you went ahead and wrote the form part of the get when it was still attached, then detached it and wrote the subjective part of the get to kasher again, because the real writing is the subjective part of the get. That's called the tirif, the major part of the get. So the tirif does not need lishma. It does not need that no action be done. In fact, theoretically, a cipher can have forms of get written with blank spaces for the tirif. And then, when Shimon walks in and says, I'd like to divorce my wife Leah, he can take one of his forms and fill in the essentials. Lishma. So therefore, rabbinically, we don't want any part of the get written by Mechubar, because we're afraid if we let you write part, you'll write it all. However, if you went ahead and wrote part, the non-essential part, the typhus, then it's kosher, as long as you wrote the tirif after it was detached.
Why isn't the self
an
action after the essential part?
I'm sorry, I lost you.
You said you can't do an action after you write the get, so why isn't the Tofa considered writing the
Tofa? Because the Torah writes the custom, it means writing parts which are subjective from one to the other. The other part is just added words to explain divorce.
Meaning that's not an action?
No, I lost you. Why isn't writing the Tofa after the Torah? Because it's part of writing. Not a new action.
Giving it to the Sharia?
That's not called an action. It's not in the get itself. Zakti Gemara. V'hachi kamar. Ein kaisven typhus. We don't want you to write the typhus. Shema yikra yichtav tairif. Rabbinically, we advise you, don't write anything on the mechubar, because we're afraid you might write the wrong thing on the mechubar. However, kaisven the typhus, the Tolshai, he wrote the typhus and then detached it. Kasvul the Tyrev and Hasnala, Kasher. Because biblically, all that counts is the Tyrev. The typhus doesn't count. Therefore, rabbinically, ain't Kasvul anything. Biblically, if you wrote the typhus and then cut it off and gave, wrote the Tyrev, it's Kasher. That's shot number one in the Mishnah.
So what was the Tofes? Is it written on
cover? Should it be, or was it?
Was it?
Even if it was, it'd be kosher.
But the Torah, for sure not.
Exactly. The Torah is the essentials.
That has to be
after it's published, because if not, it's a maisa between the Ksiva and the Nesina. And it's going like Rabbi Elazar, that the word v'kasav doesn't mean sign, v'kasav means right. And the word chasma in the Mishnah, let's go back. Chasma doesn't mean sign in the Mishnah, it means finish. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need signatures.
What's finish mean?
The tariff.
Well, the Torah's written before the typhus.
No, it's not.
It's written together.
Again, you can write the typhus and add the tariff later. Yes, today we write the typhus and the tariff together. In those days, you could write the typhus before, and then when the guy shows up, you could write the typhus.
Where in the Torah are we being mechalik? We should take this Torah. I don't see those words.
Okay, so we have to wait till the ninth parak for that. The get is the tariff. The tariff was a form to explain what's happening here. The tariff wants a get written, it wants the tariff written. The tariff was the added words in the get to explain the concept of divorce. So that's why we're going to learn the ninth parak. The Gemara is going to talk about the ninth parak. What is the tariff? We might even have some of it in the third parak. What is the tariff and what is the tariff? In fact, Rashi might even tell us here what is the tariff and what is the tariff. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vuchashayar. Save it in Tony Kasha, Vuchashayar, Malkam on tariff. The Kasha, Lach, and Kleshin, you wrote it after you detached the tariff. Giluyo Eshoshtar. The revelation of this star, what makes it work? Makam Ish, Vaisha, Vahasman. Now, the Gemara adds a few things, at least one thing to this, as we will see when we learn further in Masechtas Gittin. Reb Lazi, Masis in the Baik Siva, the Talush, the Darish, Vakasav, the Krah, Kasav Haget. It translates the word Vakasav on writing, Valeach Simas Adim, Reb Lazi, Samach Simas Haget, Adim, and Atira. He says you don't sign a get biblically. All you have signatures is you should be able to prove divorce later on. The pasuk of a katsav is going on the writing of the get. What is the writing of the get? The main part of the get. The added parts of the get, or typhus, are not ma'akev if they're written in the chubur, because they're not ma'akev, period.
That's the part that has to be... Lishma, that's where
it's
Lishma from.
Tyrev has to be Lishma.
I know.
Right.
That's what
it's Kasav. Right. Kasav law, Lishma. We will see all that as we go along.
So all these things that we have before, and whether you're before yesterday,
right, what you should write it on.
Right, but you needed
the
Kasav to tell me
Lishma,
don't you?
There's two Kasavs. The Kuba Kassavs.
Kassav was in Prusas, Nassan. Is that a Kassav that didn't have a Kassav?
Take a look at Titus, Maxima Mitzgarashis.
Okay.
Trave the Kassav Loksiv. Echad Eshina the Kassav Loshma. And the other one we dash in the other things.
Why is the signatures of the
Aiden considered
an action after
another? I guess it's all part of the writing of the get. That's not called an other action. I hear your point. Why isn't any non-essential considered another action? The answer is, these are all part of the writing of the get. That may be not necessary, but it's part of the writing of the get. That is the first shot in the Mishnah. So according to the first shot of the Mishnah is going like Reb Elazar. That says that Eidech Masira Karsi. We don't need Eidech Sima. Kasav in the Torah means it has to be written Lishma. Signatures are nothing to do biblically. Therefore the Torah is saying it has to be written and given without an action in between. But that's on the essential. The non-essential, preferably we want you to write it when it's Talush, because we're afraid you're going to get confused and write too much. But if you did, it's kosher.
Is he saying it's Shtar Mechira only by get?
Again, did Reb Elazar say it by Shtar Mechira only by get?
Yeah.
To Machloikas on Dav Chav Beis on the Beis. And elsewhere. That's the first shot in our Mishnah. That is the shot of Shmuel, Revaishi, and Rabbi Eichelim. Shlaki Shamar, Chasma Shlino. Shlaki says, the Torah writes the Kasav, it means signatures. The writing of the get is unimportant. You don't have to write the get Lishma. You just have to sign it Lishma. The Kasav means sign. V'remei Hidam Eidach Simakarsi. V'achi Kamar. Ein kais and tairif. Don't write any part of the get b'mechuber. Shema yachtoim. We're afraid if you write it in the mechuber, the edim might sign it in the mechuber. Writing it doesn't bother us, because writing is not what the Torah meant when it said the word v'kasav. According to a mayor, v'kasav means sign. Katsav the Torah v'tosh v'kasav on our kasher. However, if you write it, then take it off and sign it, it's kasher. Because it's going like a mayor, that the word v'kasav doesn't mean write, then the word v'kasav means sign. Rashi, let me just do Rashi. Chasav v'shininu b'sayv v'masitzen. Tosh v'chasav v'nasim v'kasher. The Abish Nichtav Kulam Mechubar was totally written by Mechubar. The Chitzi Vekasim the Krachsim is Edom Sheikar, Remeiri. Now, if you remember Nav Gimel, the Gemara had a problem. You have to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtav both have to be Lishma. The Gemara's question was, which Tana holds that way? Remeir holds, I don't need writing Lishma. And Rav Lazar holds, I don't need signatures. That was the Kash on Nav Gimel. Our Mishnah, that Beitam and Aleph said you need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, both have to be lishma. Neither Tana needs both to be lishma. Remeir says the writing is not important. That's not what creates the get. Doesn't have to be lishma. Rav Lazar says the signatures are unimportant. That was our problem on Av Gimel. The Gemara there gave two answers. Either it's going like Rav Lazar, once you have signatures, they have to be lishma, because if not, it's mezuyah from itaychai. It's worse to have signature shloi lishma than not to have signatures. And the second answer was we have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that says you need both betalush. He learns that kasab means both. Those are the two answers that we gave on Gimel Amud Beis. Now we can relate to them much better. Yes, Corey. I figured that's what was coming. That. Why is the Gemara asked it there? Now, the Gemara asked it on Gimel Amud Beis, and we didn't learn this Mishnah yet. But this is a constant machlokes that we're going to have over the next few blocks. Remeir doesn't care about the writing, and Rav Lazar doesn't care about signatures. They're arguing, what does the word the Kasav Lo Sefer Krisus mean? Write or sign?
Why is it Rabbi Yehuda's name mentioned
now? It is in the Mishnah. Because the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Shtickle Taira doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the next opinion in the Mishnah. We're explaining the Tanakhama, who's not Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now we move on to a series of cases that are not pertaining to Pshat in the Mishnah, but are an outgrowth of the concept that you can't have an action between the writing and the giving. Zok the Mishnah. Kasva Acheresh Atzitz Nakuv. Okay. You have a flower pot that has a hole. The halacha is a flower pot that has a hole is considered attached to the ground. You wrote the get on the flower pot, not on the things growing in the flower pot, but on the flower pot itself. The flower pot itself is not attached to the ground. What's attached to the ground is the dirt in the flower pot where your plant is growing. So if you're growing an estrig in your flower pot, and the flower pot as a whole, the estrig and the dirt are considered attached to the ground. The flower pot is not attached to the ground. So you wrote it on the flower pot, on the earthenware flower pot, right? The flower pot can be made out of plastic, it can be made out of clay. This was a clay flower pot. And you wrote it on the clay, right? The shal kasher, it's a kasher again. The shakalei, the avdan nahale. You can pick it up and give it to her, and you're not detaching anything because the flower pot was never attached. Rashi, the shakulei, the kule atzitz, you take the whole flower pot. The vein kai mechusik tzitza. You didn't detach anything. The ein lochu shema yishbar hacheres v'yitin lachaticha. We're not afraid that you'll break off the piece of the flower pot and give her the piece. The havelek tzitza, that would passel it. The lemapsid le lotzitz, there's no reason for us to be afraid that you'll ruin the atzitz. So we're not afraid of that.
Rabbi?
Okay,
Rabbi,
just one second. So this is the Rashi that says that if you would break the flower pot, it would be a problem. Remember, I started the day saying that yesterday I said that there's no problem of an action of cutting a paper because it's not living off of it. It's not any unique. And I came in this morning and I said, I found that it's a machlokes rishonim. And that Rashi holds, it would be a problem. This is the Rashi. Because Rashi goes out of his way and says, don't worry that it'll break a piece of the flower pot off. Meaning if he would break the piece of the flower pot off, he would be doing an action between the writing and the giving. So Rashi's saying, don't worry, he'll do that. There's no reason for us to suspect that he'll do that, because why would a guy want to ruin a flower pot? Yes, Harvey.
I was going to ask whether the flower pot is sitting on the ground itself or possibly on a sill or in a greenhouse or something, but I think the Gemara is going to answer my question in a second.
Right. Next case.
So, I was thinking, Rabbi,
I'm glad.
Between the flower pot breaking and you cutting, because what happens is...
No, the question is, are we afraid he's going to break off a piece?
Right, right. So we have to be very quick, do you know that? Does that mean break off a piece means take a hammer and break off a piece? That's one way.
Or with your hand.
No, I would say in that case you're not doing the katsitsa.
I don't know. I think if you drop it, it breaks, it would be a problem. I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Does anyone see?
I didn't see anybody talk about it. Why would anybody drop the flower pot?
No, it's nothing to do with that. You have to do an action via a sour and a katsitsa. If you drop it, it's not you causing, it's not you.
Again, I didn't see anybody discuss it, so I'll let you say whatever you want.
The river, it's very possible tomorrow you will find, because just, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's very possible. Not probable, because I prepared this already. But yes, it's possible. Everything's possible.
Since the earth gets its nourishment, so once the one that says can't move, why wouldn't it be a problem? It sounds like it's a focus if it the dirt itself.
No, the dirt. Right. We haven't gotten to the dirt yet.
Right.
All I'm saying is that everybody agrees the flower pot is not attached to the ground. People don't break things, I guess, for no reason. What's he going to do with a half a flower pot? I don't know. I guess we're not concerned with that.
Does it make a difference if you an empty flower pot?
At this point, no. We haven't gotten to any case.
And then fill it up with the
flower. What does it make?
I'm sorry?
The flower pot is detached.
Yeah, but then
that's not called an action to the flower pot. It's something else. That flower pot is intact. Nothing happened to the flower pot. Kasvei Acheresh, I did that. Next, Ala Shalatis Nakov. You have a plant growing there, and you wrote it on the leaf of that plant, which is attached to the ground through the hole. Abai Amar Kasher, Rav Amar Pasul. Abai Amar Kasher, the Shokalevi Yavlin Hale. You take the whole flower pot and give it to her. And no action is done of Ksitsa. Now, the only question that can be asked is, Bukhari, when you pick it up, you're severing the connection. The Gemara does not seem to be concerned about that. Now, either because you're not severing the connection, or that's not called an act of ksitza, I'm not sure. Rashi? Shakulei the atzitz, v'yav nahalei. And Rav Amar Pasul, zeresh shema yiktayim. Rav says, we're pasul because we are midrabanon, because we're afraid that you won't give it a whole flower pot, you'll cut off the leaf, and that would be pasul. Because you'd be cutting off the leaf off the plant. Now, why is he more afraid here than he is with the flower pot? So the Mefarshim speak out, because ultimately the leaf is made to be cut off. you grow it, and then you start trimming it. So this is the normal procedure, to cut off the plant. Therefore, you might do it now. So rubber makes it zero. By a flower pot, you're never supposed to break the flower pot. So why be afraid that the guy's going to do something he's not supposed to do? By the leaf, you might cut it off, because it's made to be cut off ultimately. Therefore, there's a zero. Right? By the Karen Shopara, the guy wrote it on the cow's horn. Right? It said it's kosher if he gives it a cow. Why aren't we afraid he's going to cut off the horn? Because the horn's not made to be cut off. You don't go around cutting off horns of animals that are alive.
At least you are.
They used. What happens is the plant grows to a certain point, and then you cut the plant off.
You have it nice.
It's not the plant that you're keeping in your living room to have flowers. These are plants that you're growing food. And therefore, you're going to cut it off because it's made to be cut off. Well, I guess they used to eat the leaf of a zayas tree also. Okay, I just read Rashi. The Rashi, Shema Yitzim Olav Abakitzim and Amchuber. Yes.
By the time he writes it's a very short period of time between the time he writes it and he gives it to him, right?
Maybe yes, maybe not.
I mean, it could be sitting in his pocket for a year.
Again, that's why I said it's not frequent to do that.
It's infrequent.
Yes.
Usually, is there a time period where normally?
I don't know.
There's no such thing.
Usually the same day, too. I have no idea.
Right, so the chances are that he's going to give it to her. He's already writing it on a leaf.
Yeah, he might cut the leaf off. He wants to keep his flower pot. Now, I don't know whether he's severing the nutrition while he's giving it to her or not, because the Gemara doesn't discuss that. I wonder if Art School says anything. I don't know. Now this has nothing to do with get. Reuven owns the flower pot, and Shimon owns the plant in the flower pot. Mogar ba otzitz le ba uzroim, kivin shemashach kana. Taloka is, a metalkalin, a movable items, the kinyan is picking it up or moving it. On karka, you need kesev, shtar, or chazaka. So, if Reuven is selling, Reuven owns the flower pot, and Shimon owns the plant, and Shimon says, can I buy the flower pot? All Shimon has to do is pick up the flower pot. The flower pot is not attached to the ground. It's a metalkla. So he makes a kinya mashicha or hagbah. Whereas, bachar b'azroam l'ba'atzitz, but if the Shimon, Reuven wants to buy the plant, loy kanatzi yakzik b'zroam. He has to do something to the plant to show ownership. Moving it is not a kinyan. Mashiach is not a kinyan. You have to trim it. You have to do something. Add soil. You have to do something that shows that you are the owner of the plant. Chazaka. Or you can pay for it. Or you can write a shtar. Atzitz is Ram Shalachan. What happens if Reuven owns both the flower pot and the plant? Umachron Liachar. And he's selling Shimon both. So Hechzik Bizroim Kan Atzitz. Now, the halacha is, if you acquire land, there's a thing called kinyan agav. That along with the land, I can acquire other things. So, if he acquires the land by making a chazaka, he doesn't have to make a separate kinyan on the utzitz. Property that is not reliable, which means movable property. Land is land, even though it's movable land. Because of his time of chazak.
He buys it, so he gets the pot automatically?
What? No, only if he makes up to get it. But he doesn't have to make a separate kinyan.
Right.
Only if the guy's willing to sell it.
Right. But he doesn't have to do anything different. He just can do everything to acquire the land.
Exactly. Just like if I acquire a piece of land from you, I can be kind of car. Called kinyanaga. A kinyan on a land can work on any metalkalim that we include in the deal. However, if you go and do an improvement to the flower pot without picking it up, you haven't done an act of kinyan, so you're not kind of anything. Because you haven't done anything. Now, if you pick up the flower pot, you're kind of the flower pot, but not destroy it. You pick up you don't do anything, just you paint the flower pot, that's wonderful, but you didn't pick it up or move it, and therefore you're not kind of anything. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Atziyachzik Bezroim, Atzitzavi Tolosh, the flower pot is detached, Omikna B'Meshicha, Zroim Havik B'Chuborim, B'Dinin K'Karka B'Nikna B'Kathu B'Star B'Chazaka, V'Atziyachzik, and the Nichesh, he prunes it, or either he digs, the Havik Chazaka, B'Loyav Mos Kamari, he obviously didn't pay for it, the Yav is usually Mikna B'Kathu, because if he paid for it, it would be kind of with money. Hechzik B'Atzitz V'Loy Mashchai, Liknais, and Atzim Ashum Malachim B'Kaimai, Atzitz Likari, he's not kind of anything, the Metalton L'Mikna B'Chazaka. Now we move on to a different halacha. Again, we left Masechta's Gittin now, but we're talking about flower pots. Nikvay ba'aretz, v'nayvay b'chutz la'aretz. You have a huge flower pot. The hole is located in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches of the plant are in chutz la'aretz. Abaya amar basa nikvay eslinan. And Rabba amar basa nayvay eslinan. Now, let me explain this. It's really... Where do you have this? Exactly, very good. You remember. First Masechta we ever learned. 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago. Marcus was the first Masechta. Now.
Remember those two guys that came in?
I know what you're
talking
about.
I got to see you, those two came in with.
Okay.
Remember he said that?
What was his name?
Who? Osterman?
The other one. Okay, now I'm going to explain it the way the Gemara is going to end up explaining it, but really has to explain it that way because it's a Mishnah. Everybody agrees that you go by nutrition. The Mishnah says in Maestris that if you have a tree that's rooted in Eretz Yisrael and the branches are in Chutz La'aretz, it's Chayav Maaser. But that's because it's called a major nutrition. However, here it is only a hole in the flower pot that gets nutrition from the ground. That is a minor nutrition. Everybody also agrees, and I'm explaining it one way, there's two ways to explain it, that there's some nutrition that goes straight from the ground, straight to the branch. Doesn't have to go through the ground. The question is, there's more nutrition from the hole than there is from the branch. Is it enough to cancel out the nutrition from the branch? Had this been rooted in the ground, we would not be having this discussion. Everybody would agree, the major nutrition comes from the ground. It's considered an Eretz Yisrael because you go by the major nutrition. However, when it's not rooted into the ground, the nutrition is diminished. And now, you have nutrition coming through the ground a little bit, and nutrition to the branch a little bit. So Abaya says, we still consider the one through the ground as the main, and Rava says, no, we don't. Because this is getting its own nutrition through the air, and this is just going this way, and therefore it does not cancel out, and the knife is the main. That's the Machlokes Abaya and Rava.
The knife is the main. So, according to that, the knife is getting more nutrition than the ground?
Halakhically for Meister, yes. I don't know, Matthias, but halakhically for Meister, yes. Let's think about it. Let's read it inside.
Why is it?
Can we just read? Let me read the Gemara. Now, Kvod Baaretz, B'naif HaBechutz La'aretz. Abai Amar Basin Naik Kvod Zlinan, Rav Amar Basin Naif HaZlinan. Now, but the Ashfish Kulam Alei Pligi, if the roots come out of the hole and go into the ground, there's no argument. Ki Pligi, B'dloy Ashfish. The Machloikas is only when they're not rooted in the ground, they're rooted in the flower pot. The ground in the flower pot, but not in the ground. That's when you have a Machloikas, whether you consider the main part, the hole, or the main part, the branch itself. But if there would be roots in the ground itself, everybody agrees that it's really a Mishnah that says you go by where it's rooted. Yes?
So, I can move a flower pot, a closed flower pot on Shabbos. It has flowers in it, vase. I can move that on Shabbos, right?
If it's completely grown.
It's in there. And in Nazi Tafas, can I move that on Shabbos?
No.
But now, I didn't realize this. It still gets nourishment to flowers, and it's in a vase.
Yeah, but you're moving, it's not cutting off anything.
If it's getting nutrition.
From where?
What's the difference? Minor nutrition or major nutrition?
Again. A flower pot that has hole, no hole, is not getting any nutrition from the ground.
And the flowers over it, or the leaves, branches are over it, extending over the top, it's getting nutrition.
Honestly, I don't know. I have to check out that. I'm welcome. You're asking a good question. It would only be if it's on planet Earth, not if it's in your living room.
Okay, so I'm talking about outside.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to look it up. Why aren't we concerned about the nutrition of the leaves that are hanging over the sides of the flower pot? I don't know. It's a good question. I have to look it up. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Nakhtu b'aretz and naifah chutz l'aretz. Shayimun l'chal k'vol. It was on the boundary. V'naifah z'roam naitah chutz l'aretz and chutz l'k'vol. V'asinik v'zinit sh'b'shamu yainik v'chayi b'maitshem. Notice Rashi says Minatira, because rabbinically, even Chutzlaretz, it's near Eretz Yisrael, is Chayiv and Meiser. Therefore, it's only Pater biblically. Rabbinically, it would be Chayiv anyway, whether it's Chutzlaretz or Eretz Yisrael.
No part of the branch that's in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, that's what it say. But the Ashrish Chutzlanek and Betech Karak Eretz Yisrael, if the roots were to go out of the hole into the land, it's really attached. Period. Yes. He looks very troubled.
I'm just saying,
it's the shudder that people on the phone can't see how troubled you look.
All of the branches are in Chutzlaretz?
Yes, that's exactly what I just told you. Yes.
So you mean to tell me that it's not but not Shorish, and some of the branches are in Eretz Yisrael, and the rest are in Chutzlaretz. If you go after Nof, it's still Chutzlaretz?
Some would be Chayev and some would be Butter.
Some would be Chayev, some would be
Butter. The ones in Eretz Yisrael would be Chayev and the ones in Chutzlaretz would be Butter.
No, it's one branch. It's one branch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How much of the branch is in Chutzlaretz?
The whole thing.
The whole thing? What does that mean?
The part that's the plant is in. It extends sideways. I don't understand what the problem is.
But the part of it is going to be, unless it's mamish on the gvul, part of the branch, you don't mean none of the branches in Eretz Yisrael?
Rashi says it's imdas ala gvul. That's what Rashi says.
So can, right, so what we're trying to say is that 99% of it could be
a little piece of trunk.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
That hurts or helps, doesn't keep it bad. I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know.
One garden above another.
Sorry? You're way ahead of me. I'm glad you went ahead. In fact, we only need that for tomorrow. I'm going to have a wonderful day.